My name is Jeff Archie, and thank you for joining us once again on this broadcast. I'd like for you to consider with me for the next few moments the thoughts from Genesis 1:28, how that God gave unto man dominion over every living thing that moved upon the earth. God expected mankind to be responsible for commands and actions placed upon him. This is from Genesis 1:28. Such is seen in the word steward. A steward is defined as one who is primarily denoted as the manager of a household or estate. It's one who looks after something that belongs to someone else. We see this definition in the parable of the unjust steward in Luke, the 16th chapter, beginning with verse 1. We note immediately the problem in that the steward had wasted his goods in verse 1. So in verse 2, the steward was challenged to give an account of thy stewardship. So we understand that the steward is responsible for what belongs to someone else. And we see that our responsibility is required of us. So as we continue what we would call on Declaring Glad Tidings, our Vacation Bible School Thoughts and Series, let's consider another wonderful character in the Bible by the name of Joseph. You see, our lesson text will bring us to where he has properly interpreted Pharaoh's dream, and Pharaoh rewards Joseph. As Pharaoh's steward, let's consider Joseph's response and life as a steward, and therefore we can apply and give account of our stewardship. Let's read that text from Genesis, the 41st chapter, beginning with verse 38. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 38, and we always encourage our listeners to follow along in Scripture. In Genesis, the 41st chapter and verse 38, we find this scene in the life of Joseph. As Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God hath shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." Now, as we consider this text this morning on our program here, let us think for a few moments of the following. First of all, let's notice verse 38, when the question was asked by Pharaoh, "Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" First and foremost, Joseph was faithful to God. Simply put, Joseph was faithful to God and his will first. Joseph kept his faith in God with all the challenges that he faced. He continued to do what he could with where he was, and he kept his faith in God, and God remembered Joseph. In like manner, are not all Christians, or everyone for that matter, they should become Christians, should they not be faithful to God first? Should not he be first in all that we do? As the Spirit of God lives in us, shall we not give God first in all that we do? 1 Corinthians 4:1 says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Now, as a steward of the mysteries of God, the mysteries of God, simply defined, is what God has revealed through His Word. He's let His will be made known unto man. My friend, if you're waiting for God to tell you something else, might I submit to you that God has told you what you need to know. 2 Peter 1 and verse 4 reminds us how God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. When He's given all, there's nothing else to grant. And of course, we understand that such a mystery is entrusted to us all as workers, teachers, and servants of God, and parallel that with 2 Corinthians 6 verses 1 through 4. Consider the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. As Peter speaks of the responsibility and the challenges and the things that have been granted unto us, in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, Peter pens through inspiration and says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." We are to be good stewards with what God has granted unto us, to use them because God will require of us what we will do with them. It is interesting to note in Titus chapter 1 and verse 5 that elders, also in the context called bishops, are to be stewards of God, responsible. A little thought here, or a lesson to consider, that did you know in local churches of Christ that they have elders that are to oversee the work? In the Bible, an elder is also referred to in that office as a bishop, as a presbyter, as an overseer, a shepherd, and yes, my friends, even a pastor. Do you realize that elders is always used in the plurality in the New Testament? That elders are to oversee a congregation, not just simply one man. And they have the challenge to be stewards of God. The flock is entrusted unto them as God's divine will is. Now, simply put, my friends, when one is faithful to God and His will, when one is obedient and remains faithful, he can give an account unto God of his life, his stewardship, what God has granted unto him. First and foremost, dear friends, the question we must ask, are we faithful to God with our lives? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." As we seek first the kingdom of God, God indeed will bless us. My friends, are you faithful to God, and are you putting first the kingdom of God in your life? Are you seeking out first what God would have you to do, or are you living a life the way that you want to live? That's not pleasing unto God. God wants you to please Him, not please yourself. But let's consider a second thought. We note that Joseph was faithful in knowledge. Now let us watch this in verse 39, if you recall of our lesson text of Genesis 41. The Bible says, "There is none so discreet and wise as thou." So the acknowledgement of the kindness or the acknowledgement of Joseph's knowledge stood firm. Let's consider some other thoughts from the 41st chapter of Genesis. If we go back up to Genesis 41 and with verse 16, you and I will note together in 41:16, "And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." How about verse 25 of Genesis 41? "And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath shown Pharaoh what he is about to do." Let's consider verse 28. "This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh." How about verse 32? "And for that dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring to pass." Now, let us notice that Joseph always gave acknowledgement to God for his knowledge. He always gave credit to God for the knowledge that he possessed. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The first part of Romans 11 and verse 33. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 5 teaches that we should be enriched in knowledge. And 2 Peter 1 and verse 8 speaks that we should increase in knowledge. My friends, Bible knowledge will strengthen us and encourage us to walk faithful to God. We can know God's will and we can apply it to our lives. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." We need to grow in our grace and in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph indeed was faithful in his knowledge, and he gave it unto God, and he gave God the credit. My friend, are we growing in our knowledge, because there is no substitute? Now, as we give an account of our stewardship, as we noted that from Luke 16 and verse 2, Joseph as a steward for Pharaoh. First and foremost, he was faithful to God as God's steward. And he was faithful in knowledge as God's steward. And we are to give an account of our lives, dear friends. Romans 14:12 reminds us, "So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." As we give an account of ourselves to God, you and I must consider very carefully today of where we stand and what our life is about. My friends, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you do, that's beautiful, because the Bible commands such. For without faith it is impossible to please Him. But he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. John 8:24, Jesus taught, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." And so we understand these two texts to see the importance of belief. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My friends, faith is important, but faith alone is not it. It must be a faith that is an obedient faith, much like Abraham possessed, that we read in Galatians the 3rd chapter. When he believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. James chapter 2 speaks of Abraham's faith and how it was put into action. And so we must move on our faith and understand what else God tells us. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, that except we repent, we would all likewise perish. My friends, are you willing to repent of your sins, to turn away and turn toward God, to change a decision in your life to turn toward God, which results in a change of direction? Will you confess Jesus is the Son of God? We find the eunuch doing that in Acts 18:37 when he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." The same confession that Peter made upon the coast of Caesarea Philippi in Matthew 16:16. Then let us consider that baptism is also essential for salvation. I know there are well-intended people that would disagree with me otherwise, but my friends, don't disagree with me, but let us agree with God's Word and see what it says. Mark 16:16 simply reminds us, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We also note that Peter commanded baptism in Acts 2:38, and upon the repentance of one, it is to be done for the remission of sins. Saul understood the importance of baptism when Ananias told him in Acts 22:16, "And Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins." We understand from Galatians 3:27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And then, my friends, you need to be walking faithful to God. Just like we talked about being faithful as a steward of God, you need to be faithful with your life. Jesus commended the church in Smyrna in Revelation 2:10, in the latter part of that verse when he says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Faithfulness is important. And we remember from 1 Corinthians 4:2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Are you faithful to God this day, my friend? We trust that you are. And we would love to be able to help you through our broadcast in any way possible.